Hi, and welcome to the next episode of Buster Bumblebee. The adventures continue. Buster Bumblebee continues to get himself in trouble with his big head and tiny brain. And now the episode.
The drone. Yes, Buster Bumblebee was a drone. He never gathered any nectar from the flowers and brought it home to help swell the family store of honey. He let the workers of the household do that. And since they never complained, but seemed to enjoy their drudgery, Buster saw no reason why he should interfere with the honey-making in any way. He was content to live a life of ease and pleasure, and never having to bestir himself, never having to hurry or worry, he quickly grew into a somewhat clumsy and blundering young gentleman. And what was still worse, this handsome young idler soon gained the name of being none too keen-witted. Good-natured, but a bit stupid. That was what the field and forest folk called Buster Bumblebee. But bless, he never bothered his head with what people said, and when anybody called him a drone, he would only laugh. And when some busybody asked him for pity's sake why didn't he go to work, he would merely grin and reply that he was the queen's son, and that queen's sons never did anything except eat plenty and have a good time. Well, that must have been an excellent answer, for it seemed to keep people quiet. And it made some think that perhaps Buster Bumblebee was not quite so dull as he often appeared. Once, indeed, he thought it would be fun to help with the honey-making, so he stopped one of the workers when she was on her way home with a load of nectar.
"Let me help you carry that home," Buster said.
Now, the workers were all a shrewish lot. They were terribly short-tempered, especially if anybody interfered with their work, which they loved better than anything else in the world.
"Don't you come near me," snapped the worker angrily. "Keep away, or I'll sting you," she threatened.
Naturally, a happy, easy-going person like Buster Bumblebee wasn't looking for trouble of any sort, so he dodged clumsily out of sight behind a milkweed, and he made up his mind then and there that was the last time he would ever have anything to do with one of those testy honeymakers. Of course, it was a bit difficult to avoid them entirely in a family of 200 or more, all living together in a medium-sized house. So Buster Bumblebee decided that at last he would be far happier in some place that was not so crowded, and where there was no work going on, and no workers. And so, one fine August day, Buster left the family home, never to set foot inside it again. But he often passed that way and listened just outside the door to listen to the music and the sound of dancing within. That was the thing he missed most, for like all of his family, he was fond of music. And he was forever humming to himself as he sipped nectar from the clover tops or the flowers in Farmer Green's garden.
Thanks for listening, everybody. You can find us on the web, www.stephsvoiceforyou.com. And that's number 4, stephsvoiceforyou.com. You can find us on Twitter at Audio Mystery Time. That's Cap A, Cap M, Cap T, YM at Audio Mystery Time, or easier to remember, at Steph's Voice. See you next time. Bye!